Hello, everybody. Welcome back to I'm Sorry Dad podcast. Last week was the depression episode. Brandon, stop.
What?
Stop it.
Sorry, I was having an aneurysm.
Last week was the depression episode, and I wanted to say thank you. Genuinely thank you to all your kind messages. I got a lot of support online.
Yeah, I got a lot of hate. Everyone was saying, do it, pussy. It was weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone was just like...
It was like, tell Rye to say, do it.
No. They were like, yeah, we're really supportive of Rye, but fuck you, Brandon. Just do it, you little bitch.
Well, that's cool. I support all of you guys hating on Brandon and just sending me support.
Yep.
No, but for real, thank you. I got a lot of kind messages, and some messages are like, perfect timing. I'm feeling the same way. Glad to hear someone else is there with me. So what I'm trying to say is I'm a hero, and I save lives.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like MLK.
Yep.
Basically the same. They should have what's your middle name? Mole.
Luther.
So RLD Day.
My middle name is Mole. Is that what you just said?
I thought it was Muldoon.
It's my full last name, Muldoon.
Oh, so it's RLM?
Huh?
That's the initials?
Oh. Ryan Luther Muldoon.
RLM?
Yeah.
RLM Day.
My real middle name is William. But anyways.
What Muldoon? What a fucking nerd.
It's fucking Irish, dude.
Sure it is. You know, I didn't know the Irish were nerds. Whole population of nerds.
Well, there goes our Irish listeners.
Sorry. Come back and have some haggis, why don't you? That's my Irish accent.
That was really racist. Anyways, guys, for real, thanks for the messages. And you're welcome for saving your life because I'm a hero and I save people with my comedy. Now, that part was a joke, but honestly, thank you. And on this week's episode, it's just me and Brandy, or me and Vio, and we take questions from you guys.
Yeah.
And we talk about Brandon's trip to Hawaii, and also I'll give a little conclusion as to why I was so depressed, which I still kind of am, but I'm doing so much better than last week. So we conclude the Depresh app, and then talk about some wacky stuff.
And we answer your Twitter questions, because why not, guys?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, follow us on all social media platforms. I'm at Rydoon, and Brandon is at BJ Calvillo. And check us out on YouTube. I'm sorry, Dad. I mean, youtube.com/I'm sorry, Dad. We are now on Spotify, Google Play, and Airthang. So tell a friend and rate and review the pod. Also, I have a show a week from now, Wednesday, February 7th at the Hollywood Improv. I will give you free tickets. Just DM me somewhere. Wednesday, February 7th, Hollywood Improv.
Bri, stop plugging all this shit and let's just get to the fucking show.
I promise.
Stop plugging your fucking shit, you piece of cunt.
I promise I won't cry on stage. I'll be happy with the show.
Shut up.
All right, here's the episode.
All right.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Well, Brandon, I'm totally healed.
You're healed?
Totally happy now.
Really?
Yep.
It's all gone.
Yep.
The sadness just left.
And it will never come back.
That's great.
Thanks.
What did you do to get rid of it?
Molly.
What?
I have a theory. If I just stay on Molly and or ecstasy and just keep making the dosage bigger, increasing, that's the word. Stay on Molly, keep increasing the dosage, I'll just stay happy.
I don't know if that's safe.
No.
Doesn't sound safe at all.
The truth is I'm just kidding and I'm still completely miserable. Just kidding, actually.
Are you on Molly or are you not?
I'm not on Molly.
Do you have any?
No.
Please go get some.
Is it that bad? Am I that bad?
No, this is for me.
Oh, cool. But real talk, I am feeling better than last week.
Oh yeah, because last week you were catastrophically depressed in a pit of sadness.
I was.
You were in black tar like those elephants at the zoo place.
Yeah, totally the zoo place. I was in quicksand, like an episode of Lassie. You ever see that show in the black and white?
No, because I fucking have the internet and Xbox.
Wow. All right. Sorry,
asshole.
There was quite a lot.
Just kidding. Hey, Ryan, I just want to let you know that I was kidding.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's okay. You don't have to let me know. Okay. I'm not suicidal anymore, dude.
Okay. I just don't know what to...
But real talk, I have a little bit of a conclusion as to why I was so horribly sad.
Mm-hmm. Small dick.
Well, that's always lingering there. Yes. and doesn't linger. My dick literally doesn't linger a lot because it doesn't hang very much. Kind of just like sticks out.
Yeah.
But the thought of my micropenis is always lingering mentally. But anyways, I talked to my therapist. By the way, I'll probably not mention my therapist anymore.
After yeah, because you keep mentioning your therapist.
And I feel so unoriginal. It's like, I talked to my therapist the other day. It's like a bad joke. My therapist told me.
Well, why don't you just say that you thought of the idea and not your therapist? Because then, you know.
Because I got the idea from her. Oh. Anyways, after this, I will not mention my therapist anymore.
Please, Ryan, I want to know more about your therapist.
All right, so I was talking to my therapist. and she thinks I have entered a state of burnout, not like pot. I'm just like I'm burnt out, which I guess is technically like a real thing.
Like a car? Like burnout, a car?
No.
You know what burnouts are in a car?
Yeah, it's like when you spin the wheels and the smokes and stuff.
Mm.
Oh, okay. All right. But no.
Is
not
that what
like,
you mean?
No.
Oh.
Good joke.
Was that a joke?
I don't know. Was it?
No. Anyways,
I've experienced a burnout, which I guess, you know, I've used that term like, oh, I'm so burnt out right now.
Sure.
But she thinks like, it's like technically a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And that's the term.
Yeah.
A state of burnout. She thinks I'm there. So she thinks I'm mentally burnt out just from I've had a lot of shit going on. Not sure. Bad. Just like work. That I'm like juggling multiple things at once, not sleeping a lot. Yeah, that's happening on top of just an organic depression that I get sometimes. So
did
it's
you
like
get that from Whole Foods?
Depression. Yeah, it's very expensive.
Organic depression.
So it's gluten-free depression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a depression and being like exhausted and burnt out, making it like double as bad. So that's why I was feeling so horrible because I really had a thought like, why do I feel so fucking bad.
Sure.
As opposed to just bad.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to like these three projects being done so I can go back to my life.
And being sad.
Yeah.
And to being sad, but have nothing really be going on for like a couple days so that you can just stay in the sadness.
Right. Totally.
That's good.
But if anyone out there has Molly, just hook it up. Brandon and I want to do it. So
email us your Molly at imsorrydad@gmail.net.
So in conclusion, I don't like this is a comedy podcast. It's cool to talk about the real shit every once in a while. Like last week, that was a good episode.
Talking about how sad we are.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's always good to do every once in a while. But I'm sorry, Dad. It's a comedy podcast. So
it's called I'm Sorry, Dad. So like we're okay to it's all right to not always be fun-filled yucks for the whole family.
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm done talking about just being miserable.
Thank God, man. I was getting tired of hearing your fucking shit.
Everybody was.
I was getting tired. Oh, I'm so sad.
She's like, shut up, dude. Just be a maverick.
Just be a maverick. Yeah. Buy my merch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some maverick merch? I have some in my car.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been using it as a blanket so while I sleep in the back.
Hmm. That sounded like it was supposed to be a jab against Logan, but then it was about you like sleeping in your car. So I was like,
yeah,
what is this?
It's the truth.
And also speaking of, it's like being super busy. You and I, not all that well prepared for today's episode.
No. Oh,
but it'll be fun.
Speaking of which.
So for that reason, yeah, Brandon asked a question on Twitter and it was to ask us questions, but it's probably going to be mostly questions for you since he tweeted it, but
maybe I'm going to delete it. Just to, I'm deleting it now. So anybody who's asking a fucking question, you're not going to get it answered now.
Do you want to go into that now?
We can, or actually I have an idea.
Sure.
I have a story. Something happened recently.
Okay.
I went to Hawaii.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
With David for about 7 hours.
Oh wow.
So I get a call from David the day before and he's like, hey man, you want to go to Hawaii and surprise Jason? I'm like, sure, how long? And he's like, a day. We're going to go for a day. And when I heard a day, I thought, okay, we're going to go there. We're going to spend the night.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wake up and leave. He's like, we're going to go for a day. I was like, cool. And then we get to the airport and No. He texts me and he's like, no, we're only going to stay for like 7 hours. We're only going to be, we're getting there at 1 and leaving at 10:15.
Damn.
And I was like, okay. It still like sounded cool to me. And then when we get, when I'm getting closer to like about to go to sleep, because it's like 4 in the morning and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this. Because it was like 12 hours on a plane for literally 7 hours.
It's a 12-hour flight?
It's a 12-hour round trip.
Oh, okay, okay.
So like there and back is 12 hours. And we would be there for 7 hours. Right. So I'm spending more time on the plane than I am on the ground. But anyways, we got on the... And then when I get to the airport, I'm like, so what's the surprise for Jason? He's like, I have a paintball gun in my bag. And we're going to shoot him with a paintball gun 3 times. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Cool.
And he tried to get like CO2 cartridges on the plane. You know what CO2 is? CO2 cartridges?
Yeah, it's the stuff you snort to whip it. So it gets you really high.
Yeah. And everybody should do it, especially if you're a young kid. Yeah. Anyways, you do it. And I mean, he had those cartridges because you need it for the paintball gun. He's going to bring them on the plane. But I was like, dude, David, that shit's going to explode if it's on the plane. If you get past security, because he did. He got it past security. And I was like, dude, that shit. He told him that he had a paintball gun, but he didn't tell him about the CO2 cartridges. It's like, dude, that shit's going to explode on the plane if you do that. And he was like, ah, fuck. He was like, no, Brandon, shut up. You'll be fine. It's like, dude, believe me. And then
I wonder if it actually would. Probably not.
I didn't want to risk it. So I said, excuse me, miss, he has CO2.
Really?
No, I made him talk to a lady. I made him talk to a lady and be like, talk to a lady. And she was like, oh, yeah, you can't bring that on. Because it's dangerous. And he was like, rats. And then I felt like the nerd in class that like goes like, teacher, they're eating candy and throwing pop rocks on the ground when everyone's having fun.
Right.
But on the plane for 6 hours, he's asleep the whole time. So no one to talk to. Just watch There Will Be Blood twice.
Wow, did you?
Yeah. Oh,
jeez.
Watched it twice. And then... got there, and we have no fucking clue. Okay, so we have no clue where Jason is. So it's like a giant game. We literally land in Maui, and it's a massive island. And we know that he's at the Four Seasons.
Okay, so that helps.
So that helps a lot. We know he's at the Four Seasons, but I mean, he's on vacation. He could be anywhere.
Yeah.
He could be literally anywhere. So we were like, okay, we're going to go to the Four Seasons. Well, first we had to go get CO2 for the paintball gun. So we went to Walmart, which I didn't know there were fucking Walmarts in Maui.
Sure.
There are Walmarts in Target.
It's the U.S.
I know. But isn't that weird that like it's Hawaii?
Right.
It's like it's known to be this like paradise, but there's a Walmart there.
Well, that's the fucking man bringing it down. The corporations.
Gentrification. The gentrification of Hawaiians. I was expecting us to go there and there would be like everyone would be drinking from coconuts and people would be like, mahalo.
Yeah, that's racism. So
is it? They're Americans.
You're a racist.
But they're Americans, just a state.
Right, but they didn't really want to be, but I'm just kidding.
Oh, what happened? Look, I'm curious. Why is Hawaii part of the U.S.?
I can answer that question. No, I can't. I don't really know.
I was wondering that the whole time I was there. I figured you would know. I don't know why. There's no justification for that.
Because I'm older than you? Ask an adult.
Ask an adult. Why is Hawaii part of the U.S.? Anyways, so we go to Walmart, we get the CO2, and then we get... We had a girl basically on the ground, meaning she was in LA and she was talking to Jason, and she's Jason's like good friend. So we basically
I want to ask about that. What's her name?
It was like Kara or something, or like something.
Oh,
like
I thought this was the girl he was on the vacation with.
No, that's Trisha.
Okay,
so he went on this vacation with Trisha Paytas, who's a YouTuber.
I want to ask more about that after the story.
Sure. Okay. So. We have her be like, okay, Jason told me that Jason's phone is dead. So Jason's not picking up his text. That's what the girl said. So we were like, okay, his phone's dead. So we go to Subway in Hawaii and eat in the car. Isn't this a great vacation? We go there. Walmart, Target, and Subway. And we eat in the car. And we're like, okay, shit. His phone is definitely off. But it was so weird because we were straight up stalking both of them. We checked Trisha's Snapchat all the time, and she posted something 30 minutes ago that was like her at a beach. And I was like, okay, that means they're leaving. They're going back to the hotel. And he was like, but his phone's dead. And I said, as soon as his phone turns on, he'll be able to answer the text. But we won't know if where he is exactly. Mm-hmm. So do you know that on Snapchat, there's this feature called like Find My Friends?
No, I didn't know that.
You can turn your location on Snapchat. So every single time you log into Snapchat, you are able to figure out, if you do this weird thing with your fingers, you're able to figure out where all your friends are who just logged in. Everybody you're following, if their phone's on, the last location they logged into Snapchat, you can see.
Gotcha.
So it's a tracking device.
Right. Yeah.
So but Jason had his turned off because David, the whole reason this started was because David said to Jason on the podcast, hey, you're going to Maui, but if I'm able to find you in Maui and shoot you with a paintball gun, can I? And he said, yeah, sure. Because he thought there was no way that he was going to be able to do that. And
Fuck you.
I just sneezed.
I mean, God bless you.
What was the first one?
I said, fuck you. I got it mixed up.
It's all right. Anyways, he said that. So Jason intentionally turned off find my friends so that no one could find him. So we're like, fuck, what do we do? David figured out Jason's login for Snapchat, and he was in Snapchat. He was in Jason's Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And he posted a snap that said hacked by XX God, we're gonna leak things in 30 minutes. Hacked by XX God.
Okay.
So we did that so that Trisha, wherever they were, even if they weren't at the hotel, Trisha would be like, because everybody on Twitter was like, Jason, your account's been hacked. Alt Zane, everybody was like, Jason, your account's been hacked. They're all texting. Jason, and he wasn't picking up, so they texted Trisha, and so Trisha was right next to Jason, so that she was probably like, we have to get to the hotel and charge, or else we're gonna, we have to get to the hotel and charge so you can do this. And once he got to the hotel, he did charge, and his phone did turn on, and we got his location exactly where he was.
Nice.
And so we sneak in to the Four Seasons, and we go to his room, knock, and then he realizes it's us. And it's so funny because we were right outside the door and we could hear him go, he hacked my Snapchat. It was so funny to hear him say, like, he was like, oh, David hacked my fucking Snapchat and he's here. But it was like being, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Okay, so the ending, this is spoilers for Breaking Bad.
But Mr. White. Have I seen Breaking Bad? That was a spot on Aaron Paul impression. Carry on.
Anyways.
Bitch!
Anyways, in that episode of Breaking Bad, where the spoilers for Breaking Bad, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. The last, one of the last episodes where Hank lures him to the desert with his money. That's kind of like what we did with Jason. Lured him into his room.
Right.
Because of his Snapchat.
And he figured out. So it was a moment right before he got shot.
We said, fuck. I did this.
Right.
But anyways, we shot him and then we stayed there for like another 3 hours, walked on the beach holding hands with David.
Wait. So
Jason, and then we left.
Jason opens the door. Japen opens the door and David shoots him.
No, Jason knew it was David. Right. Because this is the thing. This is the one thing we didn't plan on. We knock on the door and he goes, who is it? We didn't plan on that.
What do we say?
Yeah, we're like, what do we say?
We can't. That's funny.
We didn't say anything. So he knew it was us because we didn't say anything.
Damn it.
And so he realizes it's us, and then Trisha opens the door, and David tries to like really quickly get in, and then Jason knows, and then David's like, okay, just let me in. I came from all the way from LA to Hawaii to shoot you. He was like, okay, but let me just run out to the balcony really quick. And
I got to say, the prank was a little anticlimactic.
Why?
I was hoping David would do three separate shots. Like, I was hoping you guys would spend a few days there. And, like, one shot of the paintball gun was when Jason's sunbathing with his eyes closed. Another one, he's out to dinner. And another one, he's in the shower or something.
So, well, we didn't want to completely ruin his vacation.
So let's get David on the phone so I can tell him to reshoot that.
No, I'll call him right now.
No pun intended.
But anyways, yeah, so we're there, and then Trisha and Jason are there, and they're at the Four Seasons, and they got like a $3,000 fucking dinner.
Jesus.
That Trisha paid for. Trisha's like really wealthy, so she paid for it, and it was a private dinner on the beach, and we're just like, okay, we're leaving. They're like, no, stay. Like, they were begging us to stay, and we were like, we can't. We already booked the flight. And so we got on the flight back home, and then now we're
here. Why was it such a short trip? Because David had to get back?
David just wanted to get the footage and then leave.
You didn't want to spend one night in Hawaii?
I didn't care. I thought it was actually kind of cool because we get to Hawaii and it's like we're on a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we complete the mission and then we go back on the plane. Man. Like it was like badass.
I would have spent a night for sure.
I that's what Jason was saying. He was like, you should just spend the night and like we're gonna get hammered at a bar and this and that. And I was just like, I don't know. I was just going. I was just blowing mm-hmm. where the wind blew me. That sounded weird.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this relationship between Jason and Trisha, is this real?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's probably real. It's probably real. I think that
you don't know.
I have no clue. I you never know anymore. You know. I mean, they're both YouTubers and they're both vlogging each other all the time. But so they obviously okay. This is what I think it is. I think they genuinely like making videos together. I think they like hanging out together to make videos. But I think that it's like the friends with benefits situation. Like
right, okay.
where you keep being like, oh, let's just fuck and like just be friends. Eventually someone's going to catch feelings. No, I'm not saying that they're doing that. I'm just painting an analogy. Okay. I'm painting an analogy saying it's like friends with benefits where it's like,
okay,
let's just fuck and then everything. But then someone catches feelings. It's kind of like what they're doing. Like, let's just film videos and then now they're catching feelings.
Are you saying that they have sex?
Oh yeah. I think they do.
Are you sure? Jason,
they're in Hawaii for 5 days.
Does Jason want that out there in the world?
I don't know. I mean, I this is my assumption. I have no fucking clue.
Right. It's all rumors.
This is all alleged, but I think that they are. How do you spend a romantic getaway in Hawaii with a girl
right.
for 5 days without, you know, slamming each other's clams together?
Yeah. And we should have them on the podcast. And the first thing we say is, y'all fucking?
Y'all fucking, Trisha?
We should have
both of them on.
Yeah.
So that we could settle this once and for all.
That would be cool. Well, that's a wacky adventure story of your mission.
Yeah. And it's $2,500 for one, for like 2 minutes of footage. David paid for it, though, so it's
right,
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But what's going on with you, Ry? what happened with you?
What's happening? A lot of stuff. I'm doing this web series with Marlon and Luke, two of our friends. I've been writing that for like 2 months, taking up a lot of my time, but it's good time spent. We start shooting tomorrow.
Nice.
Also, I've been shooting and writing a sizzle reel for a TV show I'm pitching.
Nice.
Starring me, myself, and all my characters. I'm shooting part of that later tonight.
Is it called Schizophrenia?
It should be, because that's what I am, a schizophrenic. Schizophrenia.
You're schizophrenia.
I'm a schizophrenia.
You're fucking dope.
I'm so silly.
What a silly Sally.
I've also, what else is there? Oh yeah, I've also been doing this web series for the Property Brothers on HGTV, where I have to do everything: shoot, be in it, write it, edit it. Got to do everything. A little bit too much on my plate lately. Hence the burnout and suicide.
Hey man, look.
I cannot wait to go back to my old life. Like I said earlier, just like social media during the day, stand up at night, and that's pretty much it. Not like three TV shows, which might not result in any benefit. That's the best part about Hollywood. Usually nothing works out.
Yeah, usually you're here, and about 10 out of 10 million get picked.
Yep.
And
but I think if you just keep going, you'll make it, at least in stand up. If you don't quit, and you don't suck, we got to be talented. We're stand-up comedy. I've heard veterans say, like, all my friends who just didn't stop, they've all made it. And everyone who quit is an accountant now. So, just don't give up.
Do it for 20 years.
Do it for 20 years.
Even if you have to eat shit.
Even if it just, like, makes my personal life terrible, like, I'll be, like, 50 and with, like, 4 roommates.
Yeah. Even if it makes your personal life terrible and all your relationships crumble in the process,
yeah,
and your family starts to hate you and you live in a box in an alleyway, still do it because it might work out.
Mm-hmm. I'm already on track to do that.
Yeah.
I had a great run with Vine, but I'll be homeless soon. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's what's been going on in my life, dude. And also doing stand-up, not as much as I'd like. But I have a show next Wednesday that I need to start promoting for. I got to book it too. No, it's fine.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I just I just want to like cancel one of the projects. Just want to just like say, no, I'm not doing it. But anyways, how are those Twitter questions going?
All right. I think we're going to answer them now. Okay, so this question comes from Pansexuals, at Pansexuals.
All right.
Nice, okay. What would you be doing if you weren't social media influencers?
I would be doing stand-up and possibly be a nurse by now. I was about to go to nursing school before Vine happened.
Yeah. So you'd be a nurse.
I'd be a nurse, and I might have given up on stand-up because, like, this nursing schedule... I don't know. I might just be a normal person, just like all you sorry fucks listening to this. Just kidding. But yeah, I'd be doing stand-up, possibly maybe have given up on it, and I would have been a nurse. So the world is a better place now that I just like take selfies.
Yeah.
As opposed to like helping people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of helping somebody that's been shot 4 times, you post a lit selfie in your car.
Yeah.
And that provides the happiness for them. That provides because when that guy's dying from his gunshot wounds, he'll look at your selfie.
Yeah.
And he'll die happy at least.
He'll die doing what he loved, consuming my content.
Yeah. All right, guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
Okay, wait. So that was, I would be dead.
No, answer the question. You'd be working.
I would still be writing.
Yeah.
I'd be writing like stuff. I don't know what, but I would be writing. And I would probably just have a job. I don't know. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't have any skills other than. I don't have many skills. The only thing I like to do that I think I'm good at is maybe writing, like writing like bits. I think I can come up with a good idea.
Yeah.
But I mean,
oh, you're a good writer.
I think I can come up with a good idea, and I that's what. But that's all. But that's there's only one profession for that, and it's an insane profession to get into, and it's all usually doesn't even work out. So
that's what, script writing?
Yeah, screenwriting or directing or that's a it's a hard thing to get into if you don't have a history. If you don't have like connections in Hollywood.
Right.
It's true. I mean it's fucking true. If you don't know people here, it's very hard to get a script of your scene.
Totally.
Unless you have Leo attached to it.
Which fortunately we do.
We have Leo DiCaprio attached to my Care Bears reboot.
Sick.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
Do we have another question?
We do have another question. Okay, well, this is directed just towards me, but I'm going to ask you. It's going to be both of us.
Sure.
It says, Brandon, what's the oldest you would date?
This is probably coming from a 15-year-old saying, like, please say 15.
Yeah. Please go to jail.
Or maybe it's from a 68-year-old.
She looks a... I don't know. I think she looks like she's like 20... She only looks like 24. She doesn't look old at all. Her name is Monique Angelique.
Whoa.
It's a hot name.
Monique Angelique.
Monique Angelique.
Rhymes.
Hell yeah. What's the oldest you would date? I guess it doesn't matter. Actually, no, it kind of does if she's like...
Yeah, it matters.
She's like 60 years old.
Let's see. I went on 2 dates with a 41-year-old last year. But... I don't think I would have stayed with her. What's the oldest I would date? 35? I don't know.
That's the oldest you would date?
Well, I'm thinking like, because you're in a different point in your life. A 35-year-old probably wants kids in the next 5 years.
Sure.
So I'm thinking like, what age do I want kids? That's a difficult question.
Sure. But you think around the time that you think like 18, right? You're thinking 18.
Yeah, the oldest I would date is probably 17. I mean, no, I might date a 40-year-old, just as long as they're super hot. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, you don't care about their personality or their what their accomplishments.
And if they were all right, I'll say maybe like a 98-year-old. A wealthy 98-year-old, because then they die.
And then you can get all the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still might have to, give them the good old ride dickin'.
Well, that's fine. That's a very small dick, so.
Yeah. What if she dies after you have sex? Is that considered murder?
That would also be considered, like I mentioned before, doing what you love.
Yeah.
Consuming my dick. So my new answer is...
take a selfie.
My new answer is 98.
98, okay. I would date a... I recently went on a date with a 30-year-old. mm-hmm. which was cool.
What's her name?
No.
I should have said, what's his name? That's so funny when people say that.
Oh, yeah, because it's like I'm gay.
Yeah.
It's because I like cock.
Right. But how was the date?
It was good. It was a good date. We got drunk.
Was it better than a date with a 20-year-old?
It was about the same. I didn't feel... The only thing that was different... Well, just might be who she is. The only thing that was different was she... She's got an older sexual thing. Mm. I mean, obviously. Meaning like when we like... I don't want to kiss and tell, so never mind. I don't even know why I brought that up. The only reason why, that's the only thing that was different.
Older, what does that mean?
Just hold off, and I don't want to talk about this.
Come on.
I don't want to talk about it because it sounds douchey. I don't want to kiss and tell.
Older sexual.
The only thing
she's
that was...
She's more confident and assertive in bed.
No, we didn't have sex.
Okay.
So
she made the first move.
Yes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That is something that...
That's an older, confident...
Yeah.
Confident woman thing, so...
I went on a date. Here. I went on a date recently. The girl was 30. She kissed me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in public, and I wasn't... It was, like, very in public, and I wasn't a huge fan. I don't like PDA.
Yeah, I don't like PDA either, but I mean... it is... I don't know. Actually, I've never done it though.
I was happy she did it, but I was thinking in my head, like, I'd rather not be in front of a bunch of people right now. Cause like, you know, paparazzi.
Yeah, TMZ would come up and be like, Rydoon dating who? Rydoon, yeah. Public displays of affection.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my answer was I guess the highest I would date would be like 40.
Okay.
I date like a 40-year-old.
Moms, hit up Brandon.
Hell yeah.
And me, I guess.
Okay, what do you each want to accomplish in 2018?
In 2018, I really want to do more stand-up.
Molly.
Well, that comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. I want to do more stand-up, write more. I want to write like another like 20 minutes. I would love to have more material. And I would like to... Ooh, 2018. I want to start paying rent with this podcast. I think that's a good goal.
Oh, that's nice. I like that idea.
Yeah, I want to build this podcast. My main passions in life right now are stand-up and this podcast.
Oh.
I mean, I hate doing it, but like, if it can lead to money.
Yeah. So your money, your passion is money.
Yes.
That's what you're most passionate about.
So yeah, in conclusion, stand-up, podcast, improve, get the podcast bigger, and also be happier. It'd be cool if I could like not be suicidal.
That would be nice. I think that, but that's, you know, give yourself a break. You're not a miracle worker.
Right. And also, it'd be cool to like sell something like this TV show I'm working on.
Or sure.
We have a thing possibly coming up together.
What do you mean?
That show with John and Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be cool. Just, you know, improve my life. Brandon, 2018, what do you want to do?
Oh, man. You know, I just want to finally just fulfill my dream. I don't have a joke. I want to sell a script and I want to make a movie. I would love to actually like get in the not maybe make a movie, but get in the process of making one.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe sell a script and then like, okay, now we're gonna start filming it. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to make a movie and put it out in 2018,
right?
But I mean, unless I filmed it myself. But yeah. I want to either start the process of doing it because I've already written three scripts. Well, I'm currently writing the third one, and it's almost finished. So we have two to work with, and we're trying to sell one. And so,
can I be the lead in all of them?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Can I audition for it?
No.
All right, cool.
It requires a somebody that's not fucking bummer.
Well, like we said before, it's all about who you know. So
yeah,
good. My Brandon's best friend is me, and he still won't give me a role.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry you think we're best friends. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean...
I'm kidding.
I don't have one best friend. Do you have one single best friend? I guess I do. My friend Adam. Is Jason yours?
Yeah.
Jason? I haven't seen him in months.
I'm sorry.
It's because I'm such a bummer.
Yeah, because you just fucking make him sad. And he goes like, why is Rye so fucking sad all the time?
Yeah.
What a pussy.
Do we have another question?
We do. Okay. There's a good one. Top three favorite movies.
Okay. talk about movies a lot, but
just do it, just quick. Top three. All right.
I think number one might be Eternal Sunshine. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, starring Jim Carrey. We've talked about this before.
Yep.
It's beautiful, and I love Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is my number one comedy movie. It's MacGruber, starring Will Forte.
Oh, really?
MacGruber.
That's weird. That's such an obscure movie.
It's
to have be one of your favorites.
It's the movie that makes me laugh the hardest by far.
Okay.
Even when there's no dialogue and like nothing's happening, like Will Forte just makes me laugh.
Okay.
It's really fucking good. MacGruber. Everybody, turn off this fucking podcast and go watch MacGruber.
Okay.
And people either love it or hate it.
Sure.
But it is raunchy and inappropriate and wacky, and I fucking love it.
Okay, MacGruber.
Number three. God, I can't even think about one right now. Fuck. I don't know.
You don't know?
It's going to be too long of a pause.
Do you want me to just start mine?
Yeah, sure. You go. You start, and I'll try to think of another one.
Taxi Driver, Pulp Fiction, There Will Be Blood.
All right. Yeah. All right. I thought of one. No, I'm just kidding. Why do you like those movies?
Taxi Driver is almost a perfect movie. I actually would say it is a perfect movie. It's a perfect character study. It's the best character study that I've ever seen. It's Scorsese at his best. It's one of the best scripts ever written. And Pulp Fiction, same thing. Pulp Fiction's a perfect film. There Will Be Blood is... These are all... Two of them are character studies. There Will Be Blood is another character study. And it reminds me a lot of Citizen Kane, which is a rise and fall story, and it is known as the best movie ever made, Citizen Kane. So
never seen it.
You've never seen There Will Be Blood or Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
Oh well, you don't have to. It's dated.
Gotcha.
It's fucking old. It's just like all these scenes of people just talking in black and white. Uh-huh. Fucking boring.
Ew, dude, black and white.
Where's the CGI?
Right.
Yeah. Where's Chris Pratt?
Where's the aliens?
Yeah, where are the aliens? Where's the fucking? Where are the big battle at the end with Captain America and the Hulk fighting the big blue aliens?
Right, and before that, where's the big like pre-battle speech? Tonight we will fight with honor.
Yeah,
I hate that fart. That part of a movie. That fart.
You hate that part of the movie?
Love farts. Hate that part of a movie.
Ralph just farted and I smelled it.
We shall live. In eternity!
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Everybody just getting amped up to fucking die in battle. It's weird. Yeah.
I don't like war movies.
Yeah.
TBH.
Yeah, because it's war is hell.
Yeah, dude. Although I love Apocalypse Now. So.
Oh, I was about to say that. I was about to say Apocalypse Now. Oh, nice. That's one of the that's probably the best war movie ever made. But okay, so yeah, those are my three.
And you chose those mostly because those are just like cool movies to like.
Yeah, because I have no personality of my own, and right. I just kind of take bits and pieces of others and to shape my own.
Yeah.
But the consensus is that those are the cool movies to like.
Right.
So
right.
I actually haven't never even watched them. They
cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just read them, and I looked at their Rotten Tomatoes score, and I saw that they were high. So I just said,
"Yeah,
this is what."
That's why my favorite movie in high school was The Big Lebowski,
because everyone thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days in high school where you could just quote things and that would be your personality?
Yeah, that's still kind of what it is.
That's but we're not in high school anymore, but
that's still how people act on the internet. All you have to do is quote a meme, do something like that, and then you're cool.
That's the way to be funny in high school.
It's the way to be funny now. It's still the way to be funny. It's not really changed. Instead of movies, it's GIFs and memes.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you think people are actually becoming more stupid, or does it seem that way as you get older?
People are becoming more smart.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? Because of technology is just like everybody knows how to open an app?
Yeah, I think people have just so much access to everything. And I think young people today are smarter than young people 20 years ago. I think as time goes on, us humans are getting smarter and smarter.
Huh.
Granted, you know, some of us are still idiots. Yes, like the internet can dumb people down, but
yeah,
we have so much access to so much information, and we're constantly working on learning more.
Well, I mean,
people as a whole,
but the people have the average attention span of 8 seconds, which is worse than a goldfish. Did you know that?
Is that a fact? People
that
have
is
the
a
attention
fact.
Span?
Everyone's attention span is now 8 seconds.
What?
Everyone's attention span is 8 seconds.
I was making a joke, dude.
Really?
Fucking so funny, dude.
That was terrible. Rye. Rye, that was really bad.
Thank you.
Rye. That was really bad.
You think people are getting stupider? More stupid? Oops.
I don't think they're getting stupider. I think that...
Stupider or word? I don't think it is.
I don't think it matters what you give people. I don't think it matters if you give them a book, notebooks, a phone, a smartphone, a computer, a car. I think everybody's just kind of like eternally dumb. I really think that most people are just eternally dumb. It doesn't matter. I don't think there's like much evolution in thinking, you know? I think that there are popular opinions on things like, you know, like climate change is real, this, that, and the other, like things that are like progressive or whatever. Mm. Those are just popular opinions now. But the weird thing is that the zeitgeist always changes. The popular opinion always changes. So the fact that it does always change means that I think that means that we're eternally stupid because we have no idea what the fuck's going on because it always changes.
Yeah, well,
we're always like what, second guessing ourselves? And like, what if we were really smart? I feel like we would just know what's going on, like, and what's right and what's wrong, immediately. I feel like we would know that immediately, but we don't.
I agree, somewhat. So, I said I think people are getting smarter. Maybe we're not getting technically more intelligent, but we have more information. So we have more.
I think people are getting more depressed.
We have more tools to work with.
Because of all the information you're getting. Because, dude, do you know what the first thing I saw today was on the news? It was a Twitter moment. It was a top Twitter moment.
Yeah, it was the dude who killed himself.
No, it's the dude who is about a guy who raped a baby. Oh. It said new footage from man raping baby, and I was like, starting the day off right with infant rape. Like, I don't need to know that. It just makes me like, why do I need to know that a baby got raped?
You know,
why do I need to know that?
I need to stop.
What do anybody need? What does anybody need to know that other than the family?
Right, right. No, but, you're right.
But it's just like there's so much information all the time, and it's coming from all over the world, and most places are shitholes where people get shot in the face, and it's boring. So like, it's just like, it's weird that we're getting all this information, and all of it's bad, and. But we don't know what to do with it. What are we doing with it? What, you know? Mm-hmm. What are we doing with all this new info?
We definitely don't need so much news. Is there a way to like block Twitter articles?
No.
Just never see
you're trying to block Twitter moments?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can. You have to look at Twitter moments.
I think you just have to delete Twitter.
Yeah, that's the only way to be officially blocked. But,
which I will never do, dude.
But basically, all I think is that people are getting... I think that... People are eternally this way, and I don't think that there are exceptions. There's people like Einstein, there's people like Da Vinci and Shakespeare that are like, you know, really smart and change things culturally.
Mm-hmm. Tesla.
Tesla. Martin Luther King.
What's his first name? Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Oh, right. I thought
his name's not Tesla. Yeah, man, Tesla, that guy.
Elon Tesla.
Elon Tesla.
Yeah, we just proved it. We are getting
stupider. Fucking idiots.
We're getting more stupider.
But yeah, I just think that.
Oh, that's a very cynical way to look at it.
No, I mean, it's not cynical. I mean, it's good. I think that everybody's kind of stupid in their own way. Everyone's really, really dumb in their own way.
Got another question?
Yes. This is a sort of sad one. This could be.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do one more question and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, this is something. We've talked about on previous episodes.
Oh,
how do you get over previous relationships?
Oh.
Which we don't know because we're not over ours.
Next question is?
Next question is from Fernando Azhar. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. It just says, what is your life motto? Life motto.
Life motto is stay fucking. That's what I do. I stay fucking.
Stay fucking?
Even though I haven't had sex in like 3 months.
So you're not even following your own life motto?
It's a lie. I had sex once, but it didn't count.
What? Why didn't it count? What did you have sex with?
Ralph, my cat.
Nice. That's why she's not looking you in the eye.
Yeah.
Ralph, sorry you had to go through that.
Meow. My life motto, I don't really have one. I used to have a theory on the meaning of life. Want to hear it?
Dude, go ahead. Let me light up the spliff.
My theory, I came up with this when I was 21 years old. And I was thinking about life a lot, dude.
When you were 21?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be great.
I was late. My theory was, the meaning of life is to search and never find. Meaning, not necessarily search for the meaning of life, just to search, I guess it just means stay interested in things and keep working on yourself.
But never find.
But like never be satisfied. That sounds like dreary.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that.
And like, yeah. I think when I was 21, I did think like search for the meaning of life, but never find it. But always be curious.
Yeah.
But now I've relaxed on that. I'm not searching for the meaning of life. I don't really think there is a meaning of life.
No, there is. I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
I think that my life motto would just be like, distract yourself. Love as long as you can. And distract yourself. Love as long as you can. And make enough so you don't have to suck cock on the side of the road.
All right.
For money. You know, like I liked what you said. Yours was better. Yours was actually like sounded like something that I would read in like a Nietzsche novel or something.
You're right. I'm very smart.
I'm just saying like yours had a better wording to it. I would just say that would be my thing is just distract yourself until you can't. And don't worry because doesn't really matter to worry. Because you die, so yeah. Why worry? Takes the pressure off of everything.
Yep.
If you're in a situation, don't worry. Everything will be fine. Being fine meaning you die.
Mm-hmm.
So everything will be fine. Just eat a lot of food.
Eat a lot of food.
Eat food. Don't worry. Distract yourself. Fuck. Love. AIDS.
All right, I want to see that in somebody's high school yearbook quote.
Mm-hmm.
If someone uses that as their quote, I'll pay you $50.
$50?
$50, yep.
You'll have them ruin this cherished childhood moment for $50 so I can write fuck, love, AIDS?
I think people would be happy to do that.
You think so?
Yeah. Somebody used something I said in a yearbook. I forget what it was. It was like a joke.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, if you put that in your yearbook, we'll give you $50.
So your motto is like, don't worry, be happy, like that song. You know that song?
Well, yeah, I know that song. Don't worry. But like the fish that sings that on the wall. You know, the bass, big bass fishing fish.
Oh, he sings that?
The electric fish that everyone was scared of when they were kids.
It's actually a song called Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin, but I guess you can say a fish wrote it. Have some respect!
Who's Bobby Farron? Sounds like a fucking dope.
Bobby McFerrin. Okay.
More like Bobby Mc. No one fucking cares, dog.
Bobby Mc, legendary vocalist.
Bobby Mc. Bobby Mc. He's not Drake, so fuck him. I'm just kidding. Do you know
God,
that?
God, I hate you.
Anyways.
But I think that's a good time to wrap up.
Yeah.
Life mottos. Those were like really deep and really insightful. Don't worry.
Don't worry. You know what I mean by kidding. Don't worry?
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry. Just like, who gives a fuck? It's just a who gives a fuck. It's less of a don't worry.
My life goal is to one day live the same lifestyle as my cat does. I'm looking at her right now. She's not worrying.
She's laying.
Passed out, lying in the sunlight.
And yeah, that's the life you want to live?
She hangs out. I think that's the life everyone wants to live. Hang out, eat, and hang out more.
And just lay around.
Get massages.
Yeah. Yeah, massages, shit in a box.
Lie in the sun. Yeah, shit in a box. That's the best part.
Shit
too.
In a box.
Eat the same dry cat food every day. Maybe I should just start doing that. Maybe that'll turn things around for me.
Just eating dry cat food. You're in a meeting and you're just like, hold on one second. You get an alarm. Hold on one second. You pour dry. Yeah. You take it out of the Ziploc bag. You pour it in your mouth. I need this. It's going to help. Trust me. Big things.
Big things coming up. Well, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Brandon and I have been very busy and we will get guests on soon.
Right? Yeah, we will.
People like the guests.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's been this episode.
So
we did it.
All right, so let's do something just wacky. Let's say at the same time what our favorite food is at the same time.
All right.
Go ahead.
One, two, three. Pizza. Cox. I was going to say pussy. Oh, that would have been funny. Let's do it again. Let's do it. One, two, three.
Pizza. Oh, I said pizza because you said pussy.
Pizza.
And I was trying to say pizza. Pizza.
All right, we're not going to upload this.
Okay, one, two, three. Cox.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.